Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 319. Today, I have to talk to you about something that is just racking my brain. I have to get it out of my head, get it out of my heart, and into the podcast because I am just blown away. I put out a poll on Instagram last week or this week, and I was like, I had to pick my jaw up off the floor when I was reading some of your responses. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. So I asked, how do you feel about the word fit? What words come to mind? What feelings? Like when you see that word, what comes up for you? And some of your responses, just the mind blown. You said aesthetics, pleasing physically, how well my body is able to conquer, perform, carry out different physical challenges or demands. A euphemism for thin. Intimidated, healthy, toned, defined, feels like it's been forever since I have been that. Pre-baby body, in shape, feels like I'll never get there. Lean, strength, functioning at a level where I can maintain and can feel good about my body. Thin, skinny, attractive, active lifestyle. When I read those, my heart just ached. Some of them were positive, but most of them, the majority of the responses leaned towards the negative, or I don't associate with that and it doesn't make me feel good. And why that broke my heart is because I have a really positive association with that word fit. When I see the word fit, I think of fun. I think of high energy. I think of vibrancy. I think of all the positive experiences that have come along with me and my journey with fitness and movement. And I got really curious and I started to do some research and I thought, well, what does the dictionary even say? You know, we all have these different definitions of fit. What does the dictionary actually say? What does it actually mean? And there are quite a few different definitions that come up. So I want to share those with you. The first one was of a suitable quality, standard, or type to meet the required purpose. So suitable, good enough, appropriate. Another definition was suitable and correct according to accepted social standards. Another one was in good health, especially because of regular physical exercise. And then there was a verb, be of the right shape and size for, be in agreement or harmony with, match. And what really stuck out to me was that suitable to accepted social standards. And maybe that's where we've missed the mark. And so I continued to just marinate and think on this. And I'm curious, like, where do we go from here? You know, as you know, you're listening and this podcast is called Fit Friends Happy Hour. It has been for, gosh, going on 6 years now. And I'm wondering if really we're being more exclusive than we are inclusive because of that name, because someone might be scrolling and they see that word fit and they say, that's not me. That's not my people. And I almost get emotional thinking about that because I want to create a space that is inclusive, that is accessible to all bodies, no matter where you're at on your journey. And I want people, I want you to have a positive association with movement and with your body. And so all this to say, you know, I don't know what the future holds or what this looks like, but I do know that wow, we've got to make a change and we've got work to do. We've got work to do to help, you know, women especially feel good in their bodies and rewrite the story when it comes to the narrative, the story around your body. So we are working through some rebranding. You'll definitely see some changes to the podcast, to my personal brand, Katie Hake Health and Fitness, and our programming that we offer. We currently offer one-on-one and small group nutrition coaching. I do some consult. Words are hard. I don't even know what I do anymore. That's how like mind blown I feel about this whole topic. But my point is, we've got work to do, and I want to make sure that I'm reaching the right people, you included, and just being more clear about what we do, who we serve, and why we do it. That's the most important piece. So I'd be really curious, and it would really mean so much to me to hear from you. What do you think of when you think of the word fit? If you are not friends, if we're not connected on Instagram, please, please, please add me there. My handle is at KT Hake, or you can just reach out to the podcast at Fit Friends Happy Hour. I look at both of those all the time on a regular basis. Just send me a voice memo, send me a DM. What do you think of? What words come up for you? And I would also love to hear, I would also love your feedback of if it's not the word fit, like what would make you feel like that's what I want? In a way that I'm struggling to find another word, not inclusive, but like, yeah, I want to be a part of that. And it makes you feel excited and energized and not like fit, like I'm chasing that, right? We always talk about like chasing weight loss. That's not what I want. I want you to feel welcome and feel accepted as you are, because, you know, you are worthy as you are in your current body, in your current season of life, wherever you're at, you're worthy and you're valid. And you are deserving of a life on the other side of that diet mentality. Just let's just all take a big inhale and exhale, because some days this battle, this uphill battle towards diet culture feels really daunting, but it's in those small moments, those small conversations, those connections that we have in this community where I know that we are making an impact. Some days it feels slow. Some days that hill feels really, really tall, but I know that we're making an impact and we're making a difference, and it starts with you. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your time. I'm excited for the future. I hope you are too. And I can't wait to take you along this journey with me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.